Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
The bush for Abraham, and I am the ultimate.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, for I am that I am, hallelujah. I am that I am woke us up this morning, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. So we just come with humble hearts this morning and stretch our arms to welcome the great I am that I am. Whatever we need him for, he's right there. Oh, we come to bless your name today because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it for the great I am that I am that supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, the great I am that I am. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. That's the great I am that I am. He's the potter and we his clay. Hallelujah. And he continuously molds us every day. Oh, we come to bless the great I am today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless his name. Oh, we just thank him for the visionary of this line, Prophet Lauren Matthews, Father God. For doing a new thing in him, through him, for him, and around him. You his great I am that I am. Oh, have your way in his life today, Lord God. He'll deliver and set free today, Lord God, in the Matthew family, Father God. You the great I am that I am for the Matthew family and for everyone on this line today, the great I am that I am. And we say thank you. We didn't get a 911 call on last night, Father. And we say thank you. Our loved ones still in the land of the living today, we say thank you for being the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us so we can live and have our being, the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we welcome you in our services on today. Have your way in our service on today. Heal and deliver in our services on today for being the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up Reese and her entire family to you today, Father God, for being their great I am that I am. Whatever that family stand in need of, oh, we thank you for supplying all their needs today, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, the great I am that I am. We thank you for our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Father God. We thank you for being their great I am, keeping them in your keeping care, Father God. Because your words say our children's children shall be blessed. So we thank you for blessing our children today, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren today. Oh, we thank you for being the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name today. We lift up all the sick and the shut-in to you today, Father God. We ask you to cover and keep them and heal them and deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. The great I am that I am. That's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Ain't no sickness too difficult for you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. With you, all things are possible. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name today, Father God. We just say thank you, Father God, for the activity of our limbs today, the breath we breathe today, the eyes we have to see today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you for being our great I am that I am today. Oh, we just bless your name today, Father God. We just come to love on you this morning, Lord God, because you first loved us. Hallelujah for being the great I am that I am. You are the potter and we're your clay. Continues to mold us every day. For you get all the glory and all the honor belongs to you because you're the great I am that I am. Have your way today, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today because we are not fighting against the flesh and blood, but principalities and high places for being the great I am that I am. Oh, we ask you to cover right now with the blood. Cover each and every one of us with the blood from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet today for the being the great I am that I am. Oh, we bless your name today. We thank you for stopping by all the hospitals on today, healing and delivering in the hospitals, Lord God. Going from floor to floor, room to room today. You the great I am that I am. Oh, we say thank you. Stop by the intensive care unit today. Create miracle signs in one in the intensive care unit today. Stop by the emergency rooms today. You the great I am that I am. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We thank you for being our shield and our buckler and our refuge in time of trouble. You the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We can't make it without you. We're nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us because you the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have your way today, Lord God. Have your way in our neighborhoods on today, Father God. Silence the violence in our neighborhoods, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name, Father God. And we truly give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We ask you to open up doors for the immigrants, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, open up doors for them, Father God. Open up the doors that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open. The homeless as well, Father God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. Because you the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Your right hand is holding us all up. You the great I am that I am. We thank you for your right hand holding us up, Father God. We thank you that we should live and not die, do what you called us to do. You the great I am that I am. Have your way today, Father God. Because I come empty of myself today to be filled with more of you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Because it's not about me. It's all about you. Because you the great I am that I am. So have your way this awesome Sunday morning. Have your way in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters all over the land today, Lord God. That they're blessed going out. They're blessed coming in. They're the head and not the tail. They're above and not beneath. They're more than a conqueror because the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name today, God. We just say thank you. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. Lift up our sister Roxy, Father God. Continue to cover and bless her, Lord God. Stepping out on faith with the women's tea party on yesterday, Father God. You the great I am that I am up in that place on yesterday, God. And we say thank you for showing up and showing out on yesterday, Father God. Because you the great I am that I am. Have your way today in our services, Lord God, all over the land today, Father God, that we put you first, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we will stay focused on the problem solver and not the problem, because you're the great I am that I am. Have your way today. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you are doing in our lives. We thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, because you are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you for waking us up this morning also, Father God, so that we may experience you, oh, Father God, in another way up in our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, with anticipation, oh, Father God, we are hungry for you, oh, Father God. And we honor you and thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done in our lives, oh, Father God, individually, even corporately, oh, Father God. You have showed us, oh, Father God, your great love towards us, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God. We bless you, oh, Father God. We honor you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, there's nothing like you. Oh, Father God, that you have given us the ability to comprehend that is greater than you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for covering us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for being by our side, oh, Father God, as we move through the transitions, oh, Father God, that we have experienced in our life, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for renewing our mind, oh, Father God, with your word, giving us the ability to be consciously aware, oh, Father God, of our thoughts, oh, Father God, giving us the consciousness, oh, Father God, to observe ourselves, to know ourselves, oh, Father God, like your word says, know thyself, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for having us to be consciously aware within us, oh, Father God, and opening up our eyes, oh, Father God, in a new area of ourselves that we probably may have never noticed before, oh, Father God. And even in that, oh, Father God, you are showing us, oh, Father God, the great love that you have for us, toward us, and that your love can work through us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for all that you're doing, O Father God, in the lives of your people, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, even for what you're doing, O Father God, in the lives of your ministers here upon earth, O Father God, that minister your word, O Father God, and to your sheep, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for strengthening them, O Father God, and giving them, O Father God, revelations, O Father God, of your word, O Father God, so they may administer it and put it, O Father God, to open up their eyes, O Father God. Well, maybe, O Father God, their eyes have been darkened, O Father God, and not understanding things, O Father God, in your word, the way that you desire us to understand them, O Father God. But I decree and declare, O Father God, that the blind shall be taken off them, O Father God, and they will see, and not. And the distortions, O Father God, that may have a force and none filter their ear gate, O Father God, that your word, O Father God, with clarity and understanding, O Father God, will come true unto them, O Father God, this day. Matter of fact, this day and forevermore, O Father God, until you take us home, O Father God, that we will understand your word and your revealed word with clarity, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we bless you, O Father God, for all of your benefits, O Father God, that you have blessed us with, O Father God. Lord, we thank you, O Father God, for keeping us in our household, O Father God, throughout these months, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God. Father God, even we bless you, O Father God. Father God, for giving us good health, O Father God. We bless you for giving us victory, O Father God. Father God, we bless you for healing us. We bless you for sheltering us, O Father God. And also, Father God, we bless you and thank you for forgiving us, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for your love of restoration, O Father God, that we are now experiencing in our lives, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for what you've done for us, O Father God, through Yahshua HaMashiach, O Father God, to take away, O Father God, and to amend, O Father God, and to cover, O Father God, our sins, O Father God, that may have been implemented up in our lives, O Father God, by ignorance, O Father God. Oh, but we thank you, O Father God, for your atoning love, your atoning grace, your atoning mercy, O Father God, that you have blessed us with, O Father God, to restore us back, O Father God, into our rightful place in you, O Father God, for taking those experiences that we have had, O Father God, to understand you, O Father God, more and more. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for being our atonement, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for restoring us, O Father God, and keeping us, O Father God, in all our ways, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for showing us, O Father God, from the experience that we have had, situations that we have been involved in, O Father God, our choices and decisions that you have made, that we have made. Father God, we thank you for bringing those to the forefront within us, O Father God, so that we may not fall, O Father God, into those things, O Father God, that we may have failed in, if it was a falling, O Father God, that you have taken those experiences, O Father God, and gave us greater understanding, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, that you allowed those things to happen up in our lives, O Father God. Can you allow them, O Father God, for us to have a greater understanding because we stand, O Father God, upon your word, because your word is really written on the tablets of our heart, O Father God. O Father God, so we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for what you're doing in the season of our lives, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that even you have set this day aside for us, O Father God. Oh, Father God, and we bless you again, O Father God, for restoration, O Father God, and that you have broke down and exposed and showed us, O Father God, all the strongholds, O Father God, that have kept us, O Father God, for moving in those things, O Father God, that you have placed before us to overcome and to dominate, and also for to create in this season, O Father God. O Father God, we believe, O Father God, that our tongues shall sing songs of joy, O Father God. And we believe that you, O Father God, will do great and mighty things in our life, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in our lives, oh, Father God. We also believe, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua, HaMashiach, oh, Father God, that you, oh, Father God, will restore, oh, Father God, our fortunes that have been mishandled, misplaced, oh, Father God, mishandled, oh, Father God, stolen, oh, Father God, from us, hidden from us, all of those things, oh, Father God, that has been taken away from us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for sending restoration within our lives, oh, Father God, in those areas, oh, Father God, that is greatly needed, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for keeping us and covering us, too, in the season that we are in, also, Father God. Oh, we want to thank you, oh, Father God, for the atoning grace, the atoning mercy, oh, Father God, all under the words of atonement, oh, Father God, that is needed, oh, Father God, in each and every individual life, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for bringing it forth to our memory, oh, Father God, for our personal endeavors and our personal challenges, oh, Father God. Let your word, oh, Father God, take precedence over those things, oh, Father God, in our lives that is not of you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, again, oh, Father God, for restoration, oh, Father God. Oh, and also, Father God, oh, Father God, forgive us, oh, Father God, because we repent, oh, Father God, for missing the mark, oh, Father God, for things, oh, Father God, you have placed in our pathway, oh, Father God, and we was ignorant of it, oh, Father God. Oh, but your great love that you have for us, oh, Father God, you do not condemn us, oh, Father God, or you use it as experiencing us in a stepping stone in our lives, oh, Father God, where you bring it back to the forefront of our memory, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for all of the ways, oh, Father God, that you are showing us your great love for us, oh, Father God, individual and also corporately, oh, Father God, and our churches and our families, our businesses, oh, Father God. I thank you, oh, Father God, for making all things new, oh, Father God, in this season that we are in. Oh, Father God, and we honor you and we glorify you and we magnify you, oh, Father God, because you are awesome, oh, Father God, in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, I again, oh, Father God, I thank you, oh, Father God, for your atonement, oh, Father God, for the cleansing, for the forgiveness, for the mercy, for the reconciliation, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, because of the great love that you have for us, oh, Father God, that had the idea of atonement to manifest itself within our lives, oh, Father God, because of your great love for us. Oh, we honor you and thank you and glorify you, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God, in the lives of your people, oh, Father God, because, Father God, all have sinned, oh, Father God, and came short of your glory, oh, Father God. All of us, oh, Father God, that we're like sheep and that have went astray at some point up in our lives, oh, Father God. Each of us, oh, Father God, have turned, oh, Father God, to our own way at some point in time. But you, Lord, has caused the iniquity of all of us to fall upon you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and we honor you and glorify you and magnify you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done up in our lives, all that you foresee up in our lives, of our future lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you done on Calvary, oh, Father God, to remove, oh, Father God, those things, oh, Father God, that may have kept us bound because we have missed the mark, past, present, and future. Oh, Father God, but you are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. And we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for that, oh, Father God. Oh, we praise you. We thank you for your hedge of protection, oh, Father God, that you have placed around each and every one of us too, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the plan that you have for us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for preparing us too, oh, Father God, to receive those things, oh, Father God, in the next season, oh, Father God, of our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, but we thank you for keeping us, oh, Father God, in this season. Thank you for giving the necessary things that is needed, oh, Father God, mentally, physically, and spiritually in our lives, oh, Father God, to stand, oh, Father God, and to not be moved, oh, Father God, in this season, oh, Father God, that we are in, and the things that may be coming up, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, place within us a boldness and a surety, oh, Father God, to know, oh, Father God, that what you have given us to speak and say and the things to see when we pray, oh, Father God, that it will not return back void, oh, Father God. It will go and land and transcend and transform and transmute, oh Father God, those things that you placed upon our heart because of the love, oh Father God, that resonated from it, oh Father, that first came from you, oh Father God, that we are your conduit, your messengers and your extensions, oh Father God, for that you desire, oh Father God, to be up in the right realm in this season. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you because you are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the breakthroughs again, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you have destroyed all negative pronouncements. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the restoration of our lives. We thank you, oh, Father God, for the spiritual compass, oh, Father God, that you have reset. Oh, Father God, in our soul, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for all of the satanic, oh, Father God, association and suggestion that has been destroyed, removed, and annihilated within our life, oh, Father God. And we call forth, oh, Father God, the lost and stolen things, oh, Father God, to be manifested within our lives, oh, Father God. But we thank you with your great wisdom, oh, Father God, that you knew when the right time, the right place, and the right mindset within us, oh, Father God, for you to bring forth those things, oh, Father God, in us, oh, Father God, that we thought what was lost, oh, Father God, but they only was in hibernation for such a time as this, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing within our lives, oh, Father God. You are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we love you, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, Father God, for keeping our families safe, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, that the plans of the enemy, oh, Father God, will not come to pass up in our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us peace and joy, oh, Father God, in this season, oh, Father God. Even you have told us, oh, Father God, to be alert, oh, Father God, and be of sober mind, oh, Father God, because we know that the enemy, oh, Father God, is prodding around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, oh, Father God. But we decree and declare, oh, Father God, consciously, unconsciously, and subconsciously, oh, Father God, knowingly and unknowingly, oh, Father God, that we will resist them, standing firm in the faith, oh, Father God, because we know, oh, Father God, that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing some kind of suffering too, oh, Father God, so that we, oh, Father God, when we pray, oh, Father God, not just for ourselves, but we pray, oh, Father God, for the conglomerate of believers around the world, oh, Father God, so that we may come together in spirit, oh, Father God, to stand strong in this season, oh, Father God, and to not be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and glorify you and magnify you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing. We thank you for your healing virtue going throughout the land, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us, oh, Father God, everything that is needed, oh, Father God, to stand strong, oh, Father God, and to not be moved, oh, Father God, in the things, oh, Father God, that may be happening around us in this season, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, give us the ability, oh, Father God, to stand firm and to not be moved, oh, Father God, to not be tossed and full, and to not get so emotional, oh, Father God, for the things, oh, Father God, that we may see and experience also in this year, but knowing that our spirit man is constantly praying and overcoming, oh, Father God, even when we may not see that we are overcoming, oh, Father God, you have placed the advocate within us that constantly and never cease praying for us, and you have given us and placed that within us, oh, Father God. Oh, we honor you and thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing within our lives, oh, Father God. And you, Father God, the God of all grace, you call each and every one of us, oh, Father God, to your eternal glory in Christ, changing our mindset, changing the way that we see things, understand, analyze things, because it's coming strictly and absolutely from you and you alone. Oh, yeah, we may suffer a little, oh, Father God, but you have decreed and declared that you would restore us and that you would make us strong, firm, and steadfast, oh, Father God. So to you, oh, Father God, be the power and the glory, oh, Father God, that worketh in and through us. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we thank you and we honor you. Glorify you. Oh, Father God, we love you. Shalom.
I want a heart that forgives. gifts, a heart full of love, one with compassion just like yours above, one that overcomes evil, goodness and love. Like it never happened, never holding a grudge, want a heart that forgives, lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again, one that men can offend because your word is thin, one that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ, one a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies, want to love like you, be like you, just like you did. Want a heart that forgives. Want a heart that forgives when the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgets when the pain is so deep. It's so hard to speak about it to anyone, just like your son. I give up my right to hold it against them with hatred inside. I want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. I want to love like and be like you, just like you did. I want to walk like you, talk like, just like you did. Wanna be like you, live like you, just like you did. Cause a heart that forgives is a heart that will live totally free from the pain of the past. And the heart that lets go is a heart that will know so much freedom. Lord, I want to let it go.
Hey, hallelujah.
God, I need to let it go. Lord, it's been holding me back. And I don't want it no more. I don't know exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus, oh. Lord, I need you, I need you. I know this is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me, this is me, Lord, this is me. Lord, I let it go. Every person, every person that's ever hurt me, God, I let it go. Every single hurt, God, I let it go. Every single pain, God, I let it go. I let it go. I let it go. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have it. You can have it now. You can have it now. I don't want it no more.
Join
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send the word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will. Yeah. And I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free. Set her free. Set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ. I know you're gonna have your way. Yes. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear and say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Yes, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Now cast all your cares on him, the Lord. Despite the pain you feel, he will come through. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother, though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah, you just be encouraged, 'cause I've been in that position too. Yeah. You've been feeling so lonely, sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn, but if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, say I'm praying. I'm praying, Lord. This is a prophetic song. God told me to tell you things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody said tonight, things are gonna get better. You, baby, that's it. Go on and worship him. Hey, hold your head up. Yeah. Somebody say it. Things are gonna get better. So what you gonna do? Hold your head up. Go. Say it. Things are gonna get better. Yeah. Go. Hold your head. Come through. me to tell you tonight, I'm praying for you. It's already better. It's already better. I guess y'all too tired for this, but it's already better. I'm talking to somebody that's been struggling all year. God says it's already better.
God bless you and top of the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive, and I bless those that are listening in far and near, blessing God for all that he's doing in his revealing presence. In a time like these, there's so many things that the Lord is doing on behalf of the people, and the people have to understand that his will shall be done no matter what it looks like, no matter how the enemy is trying to play with the timetable of God. His spirit and his will shall be manifested through those vessels who are available to him, who are available to stand, who are available to speak and decree and declare those things in the earth realm. We have to call those things that be not as though they were. God's hand is on many of our lives in such a powerful way. And he's revealing more things to the believers in this dispensation of time so that we can connect to all the things that he's doing and all the things that he's revealing to us. God is the revealer of all things, and all things are being made ready for the men and women of God, those who have an ear to hear, those who have a mind to hear, ear to hear, and mind to receive the great things that the Lord is doing for you, in you, and through you. In this time, we have to stay in that place of the Lord and continue to be steadfast, unremovable, abounding in the things of God. For such a time as this, God is revealing himself to us. He's showing himself mightily to many of us, and we have to give him praise. I want to take this time to thank the intercessors and the prayer warriors, the kingdom, the men and women of God who are staying on their post and remaining steadfast, unremovable by the things of the world, and continue to stay in that place of being in position. You have to stay in position for this one. If you're not in position, you'll miss what the Lord is trying to reveal to you. For the timetable that we're in. There are many things that are happening. There are many things that are going on, and many things that are transpiring in the land. And God's hand is on us, and all things are being made ready. Because God is the revealer of all of these things to us, in us, and through us. And as believers, we have to be in that place, in that position, to hear what God is saying to us in detail, total detail, for the time that we're in. These are critical times in the land for his vessels and for those who are in position to receive, those who are in position to know that the will of the Lord God shall be done for his people. And he's not only be done for his people, but he's revealing all of those things to us clearly We have to be connected, if you would. Pray with me, if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come in before you today. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your glory. And we thank you for your mighty hand being upon our lives. And Father, we decree and declare, Lord Jesus, that this word today will be a word that will be life-changing for all the men and women of God around the world. We thank you for intercessors, prayer warriors, kingdom-gifted people. We thank you for all those who are connected to us on today. We thank you for the covenant partners and virtual members. We thank you for Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, Chicagoland. And Father, we ask today, Lord Jesus, that those new partners and new friends that will connect with us, Lord Jesus, that they will connect with us for the connection that will bring them into the connection of the greater of you. And Father, we thank you for it right now. Now, God, we bind the hand of the enemy. We come against demonic spirits that will try to wage war against the presence and the glory of your word. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, those of you who are joining us, quickly join. Please share with others. They will be blessed as well, too. Those who are following us via the blog talk, we bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. We thank you for those who are connecting with us globally around the world. We honor the Lord for you on today as well. There is a word from the Lord for many of us. I really called the shaking last week with what I revealed to many of the people on last week. So let's continue to create a shaking in the land. Share with as many people as you can. I know that they will be blessed by the word of God, and they will connect to the word of God. And that's the important thing. We want the men and women of God from around the world to be connected to what God is trying to do and what he's revealing to our lives spiritually as well as naturally. Most of the believers can't tap into the spiritual things of God because of the distraction from the natural things that they're dealing with. And so we want the people to really understand what we're dealing with now and what we're faced with and what we're being challenged with. So we want the body of Christ and the believers to know what God's hand is concerning them, concerning their purpose, their mandate on their life. So if you would, share with others, they will be blessed. Connect with others, they will be blessed. Let many know that this is a powerful time, season, and hour that we're here. God don't want you to miss this word on today. It is important for those of you who are new to really tap into the timetable that we're in. But this is a very important time that we're in for many of you who are reconnecting, connecting, those who are following us and becoming part of what the Lord is sharing with us on today. We thank God for my partners over there on blog side. We bless the Lord for you, you and you on today. We honor the Lord for your gift and who you are to the kingdom of God. God is up to something great for all of us. Let's move into the word of the Lord God. I'm going to go back to some of the things we've shared in previous weeks and months so that each and every one of you all will have a total understanding that you're not wrestling against flesh. You're not wrestling against blood. You're wrestling and fighting against a principality, a power, a ruler of darkness, a spiritual wickedness in high places. Your fight, what you're fighting, is not what you think you're fighting. This is a strong demonic force that you're up against. And you have to know that this force that you're up against is a giant force in the land. And for many of us who are in the word of God in the kingdom, you really need to understand that your relationship with God is very important right now with what you're up against and what you're dealing with. Now, I'm revealing so many things to many of you that's proven to you that if you are operating in the prophetic realm and you're whether through dream, whether through vision, whether through the spoken word, whether the foretale or foretell, understanding when God revealed to you dates, times, if he show you things that are connected to numbers, you are connected to the prophetic things of God. You're connected to the mysteries of things being revealed, but you don't understand the totality of them because of leadership and people who are connected to your life, who are teaching you and training you. So they can't reveal certain secrets and they can't reveal certain information to you concerning your dreams, your vision, things you see in the natural that look like, did I see that? You ever been in a place where you've been sitting down and you see something and you said, really, did I see that? And then you said, nah, I couldn't believe that. That wasn't what I saw. Yes, it is what you're seeing. But you have to have an understanding and a knowledge of what you're seeing. It is what you're seeing. It is actually what you're seeing. And for some of us, we feel that when God shows us something, nah, that ain't what I'm seeing. If I share with somebody, they'll think I'm crazy. You're not crazy, because the word of God used the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, confound what you think you know and you feel you know. You really don't know. You really don't know. The enemy will create what we call illusions and delusions in our life. And we will live in those states of being, and we will miss the reality of what God wants to show us and reveal to us that are truth. And have you ever thought in your relationship with God, in your walk with God, what you call a lie is actually the truth? What you think you see, what you actually see, you said you don't see it. And the reason why? Because you've been taught, you've been trained, you've been from the religious world to believe that it's not. And the reason being, most people can't tap into the greater of God until they release demonic principalities and forces that have ruled them for a long time. Once you get past the area of your flesh that you allowed your flesh to have dominion over because of your desires in your life, you will be able to tap into the exact details of what God wants to reveal to you in the totality of Him. And so I'm learning each day, week, and month as I've been traveling across the United States of America, traveling weekly. What I'm seeing ministry and what I'm seeing in people are stunning. What I'm viewing are stunning, and not only stunning, but somewhat disturbing to me. You will find out that most people that you deal with are living and breathing and operating basically on the gift instead of understanding the fruit of the Spirit and how God wants to reveal to us. We've been trained from a church perspective, and even what we call the kingdom perspective is everything is on the outside when everything is on the inside. Humanity rule and reign when you come to the knowledge of who you are in God from His plan for your life. Demonic spirits never want mankind to understand the word, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, he done it. And becoming the I am that I am. When you become the I am that I am in God, you bring heaven on earth and you bring earth into balance with who you are to God. That's relationship with God. That's the presence of God. And you can live in your in the perfect will of God for your life. That's coming into the harmony of God because of your relationship to him, in him, and through him. Demonic spirits and principalities and power never want you to understand the power that you have from the hand of God, from his presence, from his glory. That's why so many things have been changed, even biblically have been changed. But God wants the truth to be revealed to the believers and to the men and women of God. That's why the teaching I'm dealing with is part 7 of the series, Forever, O Lord, Thy Word is Settled. It's settled. It's done. It's settled in heaven. It's settled in heaven. It's settled on the earth. God has settled it. He's just bringing you to the place of the settlement. I settled it and I meant it to happen. I meant it to come to pass. It's forever, O word, Lord, thy word is settled. It's a settlement. It's complete what he's doing in your life. It's complete. Everything is complete. He wants to just bring you into fulfillment of what's been complete. And that's the problem with the enemy. He never wants you to have fulfillment of what God completed. Let's go over to Psalms 119, 119 and verses number 89, and tap into the details for some of the prophetic people. Tap into the specific details. There's some details that God wants to bring you into. Specific detail of his word. Psalms 119:89. Here's what he said. Forever. That sealed it. Forever. God is the Alpha and the Omega. Now, what you're getting when you hear the Alpha and the Omega is you're getting the Greek word for beginning and you're getting the Greek word for the end. The Greeks understood that whatever they even tried to do, they could never outdo the beginning of a project of God and the end of it. And I'm going to share something with you all today so you can understand what God did in the beginning of time for mankind. It will be solidified at the end. It will be done to the completion. So everything that you see in you will be done from the beginning to the end. What the issue is the in-between of mankind, that demonic principalities want to change you, clone you, and get you to be a copycat and not the origin of who you are. That's bringing men and women of God to know who you are in your relationship with God, to the total man, the total man. That's why the estate that God wants mankind to be in is a state where he will not walk, live in fear. Fear has an ear, F-E-A-R. The ear of fear dominates the heart. Heart has an ear, the heart of man. Earth has an ear, ear. He does not want you to understand the power of who you are and the mechanism of what you can create and speak from the substratum of who you are, the greatness of who you are. Many of you, the enemy has fooled you to be able to expect someone else to be the creator of you, or you expecting someone else to fulfill you, and you never will be able to be fulfilled in the outside until you filled in the inside. The inside must be full of the light of God, the light of God. That takes you into understanding the mind of God, to tap you into the light of God, who you are, to maneuver you into the light of God. That's why the word of God have to reveal to you who God is in you and who you will be to God in the total man, so you can walk in the power of God. That's why when I share with the men and women of God about moving into knowing who you are in God, it creates a fear for many people, because their fear comes with what they've been taught from their environment, from their mother's side or their father's side, or what somebody told them they would be, and what somebody shared with them what they would be. And some of you, you're living on a prophetic word instead of being prophetic in you. Someone gave you a word to redefine the word in you. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with who? God. And the word was God. And God allowed the word to become flesh, sis new to us. So we are the very word of God. So whatever you allow to replace God in you, you will seek after that as your God. So if somebody gave you a prophetic word that does not connect with the word of God from the beginning to the end, you will be intercepted. The enemy has intercepted many people from reaching a pivotal place in God. You walking around with intercepted words inside you, and you would never be able to fulfill the purpose of God. That's why if you ever go to many of our black churches, we're taught to move through control, deception, manipulation, or the art of persuasion, or charisma, and never bringing people into the knowledge of who you are in God. Because once you come into the knowledge of who you are in God, you will not be ruled by pulpits and male practicing systems, but you will be dominated by the presence of God through your mind, through your thought, through your will, through your cerebellum, through your cerebrum, through your pineal gland. You will be able to understand the knowledge of God from the deepest of places. You won't need people to necessarily prophesy into you. It will come through the presence of God from you. God will reveal himself to you. And when he revealed himself to you, it scares the enemy. It scares people. Why? Because people don't want you to ever come into the light of God, to the greatness of God in your life, the power of who you are. If you look at the world today and the major stages today and the actors today, and you watch the music industry, they've been dominated by clones. They've been dominated by they've been dominated by reptilian presence. They've been dominated by demonic spirit of Baphomet. They've been ruled. But when you come into the knowledge of God, you now open yourself up to the king, to the dome of God, to the dominion of God, to the rulership of God, to the realms of God, and you will be able to flow. Open your mouth. You will release the mysteries of the kingdom of God instead of prophecy that will bring you into miserable state from where you are at. I want the people of God to understand what God is saying to you. You'll never seek out money. You'll always come with an idea that will give you money. You will never seek or search after money or run after money. Money will find you because of the ideas and the mysteries and the secrets that are in you. People are teaching you to go after something when something should seek you out, because your ideas and what's inside you is far greater than anything that's on the outside of you. That's how the rule of the thumb them, some people work for 40 years and wait for retirement when you have all of that inside you and you can wait for an investment. You are in an investment to the kingdom of God. What's inside you is an investment. God is you in that invested presence of God. Your worth is far greater than anyone who could tell you your worth. If someone has to tell you your worth, then you're not even worthy. If someone has to tell you your value and what you're worth, then that means that what's on the outside have could always control you on the inside. You are a document from God who will bring, who will release the power and the presence forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. It's in many of you. If some of you, if many of you will open your mouth, if you open your mouth and if you decree and declare those things, you're carrying words, sound, frequency, rhythm, realm, dimension, rain to places that you didn't even know you had. If you move out of your mood swing into a presence of his glory, you will get more results than anything you ever desire or want. The enemy plays on your emotion. Emotion. Evil motion. Turn it around and live in his presence. If you live in his presence, he will not bring evil things to you. Live, flip it around. What do you get? Evil. Put the D on it. Devil, demon, devil. Move it or flip it around. Lived because of the presence and the power that's inside you. I remember years ago when I was a heavier person, and I wore almost, I was almost 250 pounds. That's when I was, my weight was because of stress, pressure, childhood things, how I felt about myself. So I ate myself almost to my death. This is for somebody, some of you. When I realized the deeper I went into God and had a relationship with God, that which was external had no power over internal because of the presence of eternal. Things started coming off of me. And so I moved myself from the dependency on somebody to the dependency on the person that created everybody. So I'm not ruled by those realms. I'm not ruled by those places. And so the weight started coming up. My appetite changed. Today, there will be about 30 of you all, your appetite will change. Even more of you, your appetite will change. You know why your appetite's going to change? Because the way you think will change, because the way you eat will change. And when the way you eat will change, because you're picking up information from God who will change the way you eat and think and feel. Most people eat because of what comfort. I feel comfortable to eating. I eat from a place of comfort. I feel comfort. If I'm comfort, food is my comfort. But when you eat food that's your comfort, you begin to poison the presence of the secrets that want to relieve you of the stresses, because it's only stress. It's only stresses. You have to move from the things that the enemy will use against you. Here's what he says. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Now, word. Listen to this. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. How is the word settled? Because I'm moving from the world to the word. The world to the word. If you look at the word, W-O-R-D, I'm taking the L out, world to word. In the world, not being ruled by the world, but I'm being ruled by the word. The word. God so loved the world. Why? Because he gave his only begotten son. sonship, the sun that shines down on who? The Word. The Word is the light. The Word of God is a light unto my feet. Let's go over to verse 105. The Word is a lamp unto what? Your feet. Feet are very powerful to you. And a light unto your path. It's the light unto your path. So we have to move from allowing the world to dominate what's in you. That's the Word of God. The Word of God is quick. Look, listen to this. And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. I'm bringing you out of the place of sorcery into the place of His Word so that you will move in that prophetic realm outside of being controlled by people, by issues, and by things. You will always deal with a society that will be problematic, but you don't have to take on the problem because you're not the magnet to that. Problematic, matic, magnet, problem magnet, problematic. You don't have to take on that. You're in the world, but you're not of it. So those things do not connect to you to bring you down or oppress you. Your relationship with God will dominate everything in the earth realm. If it's settled, it's done. It's settled. When a man or a woman gets settled in a marriage, then no one can break the settlement. When an individual gets settled in his thoughts, no one can change the way he thinks. When an individual, his mind is made up, then you have power to operate in a level in God where nothing will be able to dominate who you are. Nothing will be able to dominate. When your mind is made up, settled, when you become settled, there are certain things when you become settled in God that the Lord will move over you. This is a word. This is a word for many people. When you talk about becoming one with the Father, one with Him, unanimous or unanimous power to be able to come into that place of one with the Father is so great. Let's move over to the Word of God from Ephesians, and we'll come back to that. Ephesians chapter number 10, Ephesians 10. Let's move over to that, Ephesians 10. And Ephesians chapter 10, verse number, Ephesians 6. Let's go over that, Ephesians 6. And if you want to mess with that process and that thought, Ephesians 6 and 10. Now, listen to this when you get it, Ephesians 6 and 10, and understand the power that we have in Ephesians 6, chapter 6 and 10. Let's look at this, Ephesians 6 and 10. Here's what the Word of the Lord God said. Paul said, finally, my brethren, be strong in who? The Lord, and in the power of His might. The power of His might, the strength of God, the might of God, the power of His might. Now, for many of you who follow me on Sunday morning, because 7:30, 7:35, 7:45 is our teaching time on Sunday morning, this is really blessing you. Because once many of you bless, you can take it to your service and take it to the ministry. And then some of you say that this is your Sunday morning service right here. But nonetheless, we bless the Lord. Those of you who join our 11 o'clock service in San Antonio, those who join our 11 o'clock service in Illinois, Harvey, understand this. Listen to this. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in who? The Lord. and in the power of his might. If he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, he has already told you, the word of God said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Now that's John Revelation. When the Lord said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, he male and female, he made everything exactly to the details, people of God. Now I'm going to show you, your problem is not your beginning. Your problem is not your end. Your problem is who you let have access into you internally to mess with eternal power in you. Internally. Let me show you something. If you're part of an organization and you have to bow to that man or bow to that individual, you give access here. You give access to your internal power, Adam. The book of Genesis is about the atom. Atom. It's the book of Genesis teaches about the mind. It's the mind that rule and reign in the earth. He who controls your hearing, ear, controls your heart, ear, and control the earth, ear. The earth has an ear. The heart has an ear. Your inner ear controls the realm of frequency and power and the present. Your atom, your cells, are ruled through cellular system. That's how most of you communicate with people. You could be in the United States and talk to someone over in Russia. How do you do it? Through a cellular phone. And the cellular phone is dominated by a frequency. If you have the cells in you and someone gets access to the atom and control you, you become an atom bomb. That's where they get the atom bomb from, the explode. Most people are angry and rage and upset and harboring unforgiveness and bitterness and all types of things in your life because someone got to your atom and you're walking around a bum in your life. You got millionaires who are wealthy that are bums. You got poor people can never be rich. Why? Because someone told them in their atom that there'll never be anything. And they carried that in their cells of their body into where? To the molecules that operate in the molecular systems of who they are. And in their pineal gland, it will never open you up to the crystal clear of the presence of God in you. And that's why when people get into churches, they get into churches from fear, a ear, not the power of the heart of God. When you carry the heart of God, you don't enter into church. I'm not going to church because I don't want to go to hell. I'm going to church because there's a presence in there that understands the beat of God's heart, the move of God, the glory of God. I'm not going to church to be condemned. I'm going to church to be set free from those who have convicted me already. I'm already being judged. So when I come into the church, I'm not going through judgment. I'm going through the settlement that's dealing with the judge of all of that mess that's inside of me. That's why you have a lot of people in churches being phony and not real. They're being pretenders and not contenders. They've been actors and they can't be in a reality. You know why? Because the church world teaches you to suppress when God told you to be impressive to him because of the glory and the anointing on your life. Some of you are in far greater place than you ever been in your life. That's why the mysteries of God It brings you out of the misery of man and brings you out of the miserable things of people. How many times folk told you to stay in a relationship that will kill you, stay in a relationship that will destroy you, and how many of you are staying in a relationship that will never get you nowhere and always fulfill your flesh because you want to hear the word love and really lust? You want me to go deeper? How many of you right now in your life, you in a relationship with a person? They don't love you. You're just a luxury to them until you get, till they get tired of your vehicle. So you connected to somebody. Oh, they love me. No, you're just a luxury. You're just a vehicle that fulfills them until that season ends, and then you move on. Why? Because you search for something. Never marry a man or a woman that love you, that wants you for your body. They don't want you for the mind and the wisdom. It requires a person to go into the deeper of you, not the creeper of you. Because the creeper is looking for creation. There's a greater place that God is trying to take most of us in. Most people are trying to get a man with their body, make a man work for the mind. Most men is trying to get women with their charisma, and they don't even have a character that will ever connect them to a relationship. If you're married and you have children, it's a package deal. If you're a man that's married and have children, it's a package deal. So everything comes with the package because you got to open up the greatness of who you will be in the kingdom of God. Look at how many people in the world today, the power of the church world and the glory, the unanimous of God to bring you into who you are. You don't get a person, you don't get connected to a person and say, well, if I get her or I get him, I can change him. You have wrecked a relationship in the beginning. Don't get nobody and think you're going to change them, because what you did, you have wrecked them in the beginning. Most people connect to people because to change them or control them. It's a song out, I believe, by Mary Rare and written by Grace Jones called When the Hunter Get Captured by the Gay. And this is a person that goes out and hunts for a person, but the hunter got captured, and you got captured by your own game. That means game recognized game. If you at your life now don't understand and have a knowledge of what you're dealing with, then you what we call an old fool. Because when you come into the knowledge of something, you don't go back to the same thing. Game should recognize game. You should recognize who the devil is. You should recognize who's a devil. You should recognize who's a liar. You should recognize who's a manipulator. You should recognize what they want. In the kingdom of God, we can't recognize people because what we call discerning is we're really suspicious because of what's inside of us. We're suspect. To come to the knowledge of God, to understand forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. That means I will not settle for anything when I'm settled in God. Why keep going after something in your life that you're not settled in yourself? So that person will come into your life and create your own settlement, and then you go into court with a lawsuit. You're walking around in pain of a lawsuit. A lawsuit means that you're suing somebody for something they did or something that has transpired by an accident or incident, or you have evidence on them. So we have a lot of people who walking around in their life with a lawsuit. You really can't sue the person. You know why? Because you gave them access to your evidence. Ooh, good God Almighty, I'm teaching today. So you can come out of the spirits of the past. You can come out of the spirits of what the enemy wanted to do. how many people do you see that go from church to church, and when they get there, they said they dealing with church hurt, hurt from a church. So they go into the church, and I'm dealing with church hurt. And the reason why I'm hurt from church is because I went into this place expecting this place to change the hurt, but I went into a church for them to deliver me from the hurt, but I never get delivered from the hurt because I'm not honest to them that I'm hurting. So I go into the church, and when they share something with me that deals with my hurt, I deal with an offense. So I'm offended by what they deal with because I really don't want to deal with the hurt. But when they tell me the truth, I'm offended by it. So I deal with church offense, and it ain't really church hurt. It's an offense that you bring in. You've been caught up in an offense. Let me take you a little deeper. Are y'all ready? Let me take some of you a little deeper. Here you are, a beautiful man, a beautiful woman. Let's say attractive person. Here you are, attractive. You know you have all of the elements of your attraction. You invested in the morning 4 hours of looking in your mirror to make you ready. You look beautiful. You've done everything you are. You have a masterpiece of a body. You have a masterpiece of a brain. You went to every store and bought the best makeup in the world to put on your face. Then you meet an opportunity of a lifetime. And the opportunity of a lifetime will be that man and woman that will change the damage because he's going to give you or she's going to give you destiny. You don't want destiny because you invested on the outside and you never invested on the inside. You never invest on the inside. So what you're dealing with is you're not dealing with what you're dealing with. Is you're dealing with you, not them. So you never give them a chance or them an opportunity to change the damage in you with their destiny. What you end up doing is using your damage against their destiny and causing them to leave your life. You haven't allowed the damage to go, but you invested on the outside. You never invest on the inside. And what you do is you pick up somebody that will love your bedroom but won't love your life. I'm about to take off one out of this place. Woo! Woo! I'm in it today. I'm in it today. Because God wants to deal with you internally. That's why it's easy for people to rule you, to dominate you. I can run from one place to another. Ooh, Rabbi, shake it out of my feet. I'm trying not to even speak in tongues. I want you to understand the power of who you are, the greater of who you are. I was sharing with some of my colleagues at the conference, the leadership conference. Most people, most leaders who are in leadership position, or let me put it like this, most arrogant people who are arrogant, they have the lowest self-esteem in the world. Arrogant people have the lowest self-esteem. That's why they try to sell you the persona of their greatness. When you are great in God, and the greatest people in the world are humble people, they don't try to make you feel less than them. If you ever meet a man or a woman that's arrogant, down inside of them, they're ugly and they have the lowest self-esteem. If you meet a person that's confident, then you find a person that will respect your greatness, your low self-esteem, your brokenness, and who you are, because there's confidence in them to help share their confidentiality to you. They're willing to build you up, not tear you down. They're willing to bring you to the place of greatness, and they're not afraid of you. How is it that a leader can be training his sons and daughters to become great? I have many men and women of God that are under the ministry. My job, I push your purpose. I push your, I'm a pusher of what's inside you. So I push you. But many people don't want to be pushed. You know why? Because they're too busy looking at their flawness and not the favor that I see inside them. I see the favor of God on your life while you invested in the flawness of what somebody told you you can't be. You can do anything you want in the kingdom of God. The power of unanimous. And especially in this year, I think I've preached, taught, ministered in 365 days of the year. And I'm already probably can say to most of you today, I've ministered over 300 times, whether by social media, by a church service I've been in, by my blog, teaching people and ministering already. And guess what? I haven't lost energy. You know why? Because I don't invest in phonies. I invest in people who want a reality. You invest in somebody's phony, you lose energy because they're wasting your time. I don't invest in phony. I invest in reality. I invest in teaching. I invest in you. Whatever's in you will come out of you. If you hang with me, whatever's in you going to come out of you. If you get 10 minutes of my time, I can guarantee you I'll change 20 years of your mess. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me today. Because I go straight in. See, you don't have to come to me a phony. And anybody who knows me and connect with me, and I'm not talking about those who say, I know Prophet Matthew. No, you know of me. You don't know me. To know me, you got to know what I like to drink. That's for free. You got to know what I like. Because when you know who I am, then I'm invested in you. In 5 minutes, I can tell you almost who a person is in 5 minutes. I can tell a person. You know why? Because I look you in the eye. Your eye is the gateway. You will know people's agenda. You'll know who they are. You'll know, okay, I won't waste my time with that. You deal with that person. I tell certain leaders, I said, you deal with that person. And when that person is done dealing with that, then they can come to me. You can handle that right now. So forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. You have to understand who you are in the kingdom of God so that you can manifest the power of his presence. I'm trying to bring you into, listen to this, this will bless you. I'm trying to bring you in oneness with the Father and the oneness with his greatness. People are trying to bring me in oneness with their body. I'm trying to bring you in oneness with the Father so you can be great in your body, in your purpose, in your destiny. If you come in oneness with the Father, then you become oneness with his greatness. You're not moved by charisma and their criteria. You move by the presence of the greatness of who you are in God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There are so many things that God is trying to bring you into understanding about who you are in him. The power of who you are in him. The greatness of who you are in him. The authority of who you are in him. Give me about 20 more minutes of your time. I can guarantee you that the next person you will meet will be far greater than the Father that have taught you. Because you will meet wealth. You will meet riches. You will meet present because you will meet the greatness. You will meet the mate that will match the power of God for your life. You won't walk around in a state of misery trying to prove to everybody that's what God said. No, which God? The Lord God or the greater God? The power of the greatness of God? The things of God? There are certain things in life that God wants to bring you into who you are in him. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That the world is dominating the word. That's why everybody is trying to be part of the world. You're trying to be part. You're trying to dress like a reptilian. You're trying to dress like Bethlehem instead of dressing like a queen and a king. You giving up your femininity for a phony masculinity. You giving up your masculinity for a phony femininity. You giving up all of those things for the greatness. And then somebody is telling you in the world, that's not you. You don't know me. You want to control me. You don't know me. If you know me, then you'll know I'm not ruled and reigned by your garments. I understand who I am in the kingdom of God. When you come into the knowledge of who you are in God, then the power of who you will be in greatness. As I share, and this is a word for you, Alexis. This is a word for you in this season. This is a word for you in this season. You are greater than what you even making yourself to be. There are so many things inside of you, woman of God, that is so powerful that you keep connecting to the wrong DNA and they keep putting the wrong seed in the egg that distract the greatness of where you're going. Now, you want to go a little deeper for some of y'all? Some of us, we're letting the wrong influence create the outcome of our life. There's some of you right now in your life supposed to be far greater than you ever been. How many of you have invested in a curse and called it a cure? How many of you have invested in people who you know will never get you to where you need to go? You know they will never get you to where you need to go. But because they fulfill the it, they fulfill the it, and guess what they do? They leave a flea. And when they leave a flea, you can't flee them because their fleas have caused more fleas to get you. And you want them to scratch the itch because they created the flea. And you can never flee the danger in them because they have the power over you. And they can manipulate you. Let me go to the next level of forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. If you don't understand what love is, somebody can sell you love by saying, I love you. If you know what love is, no one can sell you love when they tell you they love you. Because if they tell you they love you, then you'll know the difference between the luxury of sitting in a chair that you just bought than the luxury of having an antique chair and you know its value. You can buy an antique chair and have more value than someone coming into your life telling you they love you. Because the antique has value. Why? Because anything antique understands the value of love. You're letting people say the word, I love you, and throw you back into a place you never thought you could be in. Your creativity is based upon your uniqueness of who you are in God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Some things in our life require a posture move in our life. Let me tell you something. If you let something go in your life, listen to this. If you let something go in your life that you think is worth your life, release it and watch if it's worth it, it's worthy of you. See, I don't have to fight for what is already mine. Most people are fighting for what's not theirs. So they end up being in a fight to keep it. When you already know who you are, you don't have to fight for it. You're secure in it. The presence and the power of who you are in God demon spirit's assignment is to replace who you are in God. Demon assignment. Let me share something with you from the book. Everybody, some of y'all got read this book. Let me share something with you in one of the chapters in this book. I'm moving around today. Let me share something with some of you all in this book. In this book, one of the chapters in this book is called Love, Hurt Made Me Discriminate Against Love. Hurt made me discriminate. Many people will discriminate against love. Why? Because they hurt. Hurt will make you discriminate against love. So each chapter in this book is encrypted. In this book here, each chapter in this book is encrypted. And many of you should get this book. It's encrypted. It's encrypted in codes. These codes reveal something to you. So chapter number one, and then I think as I enter into 2024, I'm gonna teach this entire book for a year. It's gonna probably be a book club. I might do it on a Zoom platform just to deal with certain people so you can understand. Each of these chapters are open with a very powerful understanding. Chapter number one is that when love rescued death at the door, love rescued death at the door. Love can rescue death at the door. There's a doorway. In the Word of God, and I'm going to give you a biblical scripture. In the Word of God, in the book of Revelation 3:7, it says, to the angel of the church at Philadelphia. Now, listen to this, people of God. It says, to the church, to the angel of the church at Philadelphia. Philia means love. That's a brotherly love. So when you look at philia in the scripture here, this Bible supposed to be thousands and millions of years, but it's not necessary. It's translation. Because in 1652, Philadelphia became a city in Philadelphia. And Philadelphia, it became a city. It became actually a city. So this book was written millions of years ago, and Philadelphia is in here. Then the translation was changed. So we're dealing with a translation. We're dealing with the scripture that was added to Revelation to the church, to the angel of the church at Philadelphia, philia, which means brotherly love, to the angels of the church to understand brotherly love. Do you see I'm breaking it down? I'm teaching y'all today. So when you study or read, you'll get the revelation, because my job is to reveal to you what the word is saying. So to the angels at the church at what? Philadelphia, the state of Pennsylvania, a colonial state of the 12 colonial states. Now, 12 is going to be critical what I'm sharing with you, because I share with many of the people. So to understand the word, to the angel at the church at what? Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, one of the colonial states. So in 1604, when King James allowed the translation of the King authorized it, he authorized them to make it clear so people can understand it in the English version or the colonial system. So we are living and operating in the colonialism instead of Judaism, to understand the tribes and understand the mysteries of what God wants to reveal. So I'm revealing to you the mysteries of what the colonialism wants you to not know about brotherly love or brotherhood. To the angels of the church at Philadelphia, write these things. Now listen to this. Write these things. Write. They wrote them. They wrote it. They letting you know that we wrote these things. The original writing of it from the angels who are connected to the earth realm in those regions, to those countries, to the nation, to the angels who are in the presence of God, that we reveal to you the church. The church, you become the church in the anything after Acts. The church was established. Anything before the Acts was a present. You were a present before you came a church. So they want you to become a church instead of the present. I'm bringing you into the present so you can understand the church. If I let you understand the presence of God, then you will not become church-minded or religion institutional-minded. You will not be dominated by the institution of church. You have a presence, and the presence of God you can take with him anywhere you go because you're in his presence, and the presence is the fullness of joy. In the church, you just get happy. They make you happy, but when you have joy, then you don't worry about anybody taking anything away from you because you're in his presence. In his presence is the fullness of joy. Joy is what? A fruit of the Spirit, because I have joy in God. I have joy. While everybody else is miserable, I have joy. Someone asked me the other day, why are you not smiling? Because I'm thinking of who I can smile with. Woo, that's good. Let me say that again. Somebody asked, why are you not smiling? I said, I'm thinking of who I can smile with. Because you can't smile with everyone. That's a mystery right there. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew, you can't smile with everybody? Everyone don't need to see your teeth. That's a powerful thing. I'm revealing to you all some mysteries of who you are. I'm revealing to you your frequency. I'm revealing to you your glory. Sarah understood laughter. Her laughter came with joy. There's a difference between happiness and joy. See, so when they said to me, man, when I see you, you're not smiling. You can't share your smile with everybody. Everybody is not deserving of your smile. Remember that. Your smile has power. Do you know when you look sad, there's over 1,000 types of emotion. When joy, you create millions of types of rhythm. Stay with me. Stay with me what I'm revealing to you all. See, when you operate in a spirit of joy, then it's not determined by your smile. It's determined by the synergy of the energy of eternity that loosed a rhythm to humanity. You're being driven by a joy of God. Everybody don't deserve to see your smile. If you master joy, when you don't smile, people think you're sad. They don't realize you're thinking about who you shared with. Some of us, we have shared our smile with the wrong people, and they took advantage of our greatness and messed with our joy. That's for free. To understand the power of the presence of God and who you are, let me go a little deeper. Can I go a little deeper for some of you? This is for some of you. When the word says, smiling faces, they tell lies. You remember the song? Some of you need to go back and just listen to the song. Listen to this. Do you know your enemy wants you to sit down where they're lying to you to smile so they can think they have you? When you sit down with your enemy and demonic spirits, you don't smile with them. You walk in a presence of joy because you intimidate presence of a lie. I'm going deeper to share something with some of you. When people sit around you and you smile in their faces, they think they have what's in your mouth, your teeth. They think they rule over you. When you come into the presence of joy, then you have power over their frequency because they're trying to figure your language out. That's the power. When God told Sarah, she will become the mother of many nations. What did she do? She laughed. She laughed. When you laugh, laughter is a medicine. You ever hear somebody smirk? Okay. I got it. That's a different. I'm teaching you something today so you can understand. You can understand. A person that understands the joy of who they are, no one can rule you. You forever have them thinking, guessing. So when the person says, you don't smile. I don't share my smile with everybody. They're, wow. Think about that. They said, wow. Wow. That's powerful. That's not powerful. That's a serious thing. When I laugh, that's a medicine that's being released from me because of the power of who you are and the greatness of where you are. Look at so many people that laugh, that smile at the enemy, and the enemy walked away and said, I got you. Because you gave them something. You gave them ammunition to think they have you. Take a look at it. Watch it. Understand the power that you have inside you. Greater dimension, greater realm. And the power for which you are in the kingdom of God. Von J. Reynolds, this is a word for you. As I gave this word to the woman of God, this is a word for you. This is a season to start writing now. You have a book that needs to be written by the end of the year. There's some things that God wants to do inside you that keeps hindering you internally and hurting you externally. There's some powerful things that God is calling you to in this season of your life to bring you to the greater place of who you are in your life. This is a word for Sister Quandra. This is a powerful word for you, Sister Quandra Banks. This is a powerful word for you. And I want you to hear this, woman of God, and I want the world to hear this. Let me know if you're still listening in, Quandra. I want to release this word to you because God is getting ready to do something in you that's going to create a magnetic movement in your frequency, woman of God. It's going to create a magnetic rhythm. You're going to be a magnetic rhythm in the earth realm. And some of you all can grab this as well, too. This is a powerful word from the Lord for your life. It's going to be a magnetic word. God is doing something in the magnetic rhythm of many of the men and women of God. It's going to be a powerful word for some of you. And this powerful word that he's going to change is going to be able to move and shake things around concerning your purpose and your destiny and the things that he's doing in your life. It's getting ready to rise to the occasion. Some of you are going to rise to the occasion and the kingdom of God and the things for which the Lord is doing for you in this season. And I'm telling you, it's going to bless your life like never before. I want you to know that God is doing it for you right now. God is moving over you right now. I'm telling you, it's going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful on you. And I want you to hear this word that I have for you right now. And I want you to understand it. So you all ready? This is a word for the woman of God. It's a word for you. And I want you to hear this. And the world needs to hear this for you. But let me say this to you, Sister Sarah Dela Cruz. This is the word for you, Sister Sarah Dela Cruz. I want you to hear this, woman of God. Where God has you at in your life right now, it's almost like you're in a state of indecisiveness. Indecisiveness. You're in a place of indecisiveness. You have to move from this place of indecisiveness. This is a generational thing on your father's side. I believe I ministered to this before on your father's side. Indecisiveness. There is a place that God wants you to move to, actually move to. And you don't think you can afford it because of where you came from. I want you to understand this today. What's in your book? Your book is worth millions of dollars right this moment. But because your environment and who you're around, they don't receive it like that. And they don't see it like that. There are things that God is doing in you and for your life far greater than what you keep going back to. You keep going back to things that makes you feel comfortable with because it's your environment. You have to break out of that environment. Your children is depending on you. Your bloodline, your mixed bloodline is dependent on you to break rank with the things that you've been connecting to. You have to be able to step out. If you step out, what you went through the last 18 months is going to change your life. It's going to change your life. Now, now, I'm going to release this word to you, Quandra Bates. I'm going to release this word to you because the world needs to hear this word that's getting ready to manifest from you. But let me finish it with Sarah. Dela Cruz, in your life, woman of God, is a masterpiece. You, in your bloodline, the Lord had me praying for you. And the Lord took me to an island when I was praying for you. It was like you were on an island. And on this island, your bloodline is on an island. And on that island is gold. And on that island is wealth on the island. And the Lord said, you're carrying that in your DNA. But you don't know that because you don't understand the history of alcoholism in your bloodline. I hope this is making sense to you. So you can understand where you are at in your life. And your DNA in your life is very pivotal to what's getting ready to happen for you in 2024. And most of you, I want you to understand this. You have to make some major moves. Some of you, when October 1st hit, the President Jimmy Carter would turn 99. He would turn 99 years old. Now, understand many of you all what 99 means when you flip it to 66. Most of those colonial leaders who were in position can only reach 99. Look at Queen Elizabeth Husband, 99. Betty White, 99. Look at the age, 99. I'm critically showing you how the nine ranking family, the nine on the eagle in the White House, the eagle, nine, the nine black knights of the world. Let me show you something about the nine. These are critical things of ancient spirit. When you enter into, listen to this, it's going to bless you. Many of you are in a spiritual dimension if you flip it around to understand that 666 ain't the bad number that people want it to be. You have to understand the power of 5784. Listen to this. Look at the spiritual dimension when you look at the 5784. Bring the 57 down. What do you get? 12. Bring the 84 down. What do you get? Connect them together. You get 24. Elders, council, supreme council. These ancient spirits never want you to understand the supreme presence for where your genealogy is taking you. Stay with me, Sister Sarah Dela Cruz. Stay with me, Quandra. I'm getting ready to show you your next great song, your next great frequency, your next great level, your next great power, your next great dimension that God is taking you in. You have been so frustrated, Quandra. Hold on, just don't go nowhere. Let me stay right here so I can show the people where you at. Listen to this. Where you are at. So you move down to that. When you got the 12, look at the 12. Look at the tribe. Look at the tribe, 12. Flip, divide 12 into 2. What you get? 6, 6, 6, 6. What do you get? You get a spiritual realm and a spiritual dimension of the highest realm, the highest dimension of the tribunal movement in the earth realm. This is historical. It's landmark. That's why they invested. These ruling demonic genocide is invested in 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, because they know that this five-year period that's connected to the word of God in the prophetic books. Look at the prophetic books. Isaiah means Yahweh is salvation. How many books? 66. You see it? 66. Jeremiah means Yahweh is exalted and uplifted. 52. 66 books will explain your 52 weeks. If you don't understand it, Lamentation is 5 books. These last 5 years, Lamentation means grief, sorrow, anger, pain, weeping, all of the pain that people go through with their family, the children, the women, the Lamentation. Now, we're moving to Ezekiel. Ezekiel is 48 books, 48. Put the 4 together. Separation. Go back to Genesis. Genesis, when you read it, is separation. Infirmament from infirmament. Bring 8 to connect it together. It means what? It means new beginning. I'm separating for new beginning. Put those 2 together. What you get is 12 again, connected to the book of Daniel. When you get 12, you see the 12, see the manifestation of Ezekiel, meaning God's strength. It's the strength of God to bring you to understand Daniel governmental. I'm bringing you to understand that these major prophets are being prophetically fulfilled in the word of God. Everything is in fulfillment. You're watching the world, and as the world is now, it will never be the same. And that is why God is visiting the bloodline and the generational line of the fathers that have sinned to the iniquity. Study J.P. Morgan, his life. Study his trap. Study the Rothschild life. Study these ancient families. Study it. They know that this is the dispensation of the rising up. Everything is being revealed. The mysteries of everything is being revealed. Everything is coming alive. Everything that was hidden is being revealed. It's coming alive. It's being revealed. And pastors and leaders and many people are falling away. It's a great falling away because it's a great replacement. There's a posture change. Many of you right now, this is for you, Quandra. I want you to hear this. This is a powerful word for you, woman of God. I want you to hear this. Your warfare has nothing to do with you. Let me know what you hear. Your warfare is because of the sound in you, woman of God, the presence in you, the glory in you. There is a place in God that he has you. Your seed, your birthing seed is very pivotal. That's why the enemy wanted to kill you years ago. That's why he did everything in his power to try to destroy you, because what's in your seed, woman of God, is going to bless the universe. You're carrying seeds that will cover the four corners of the universe. You are a very powerful woman of God. You, in your sound, in your frequency, is so powerful. That's why you have to be very careful of people who connect with you in this dispensation of your life. God has mandated so many powerful things in your worship, in your praise. You haven't seen nothing yet of what God is getting ready to do for you in the earth web. What you were trying to do then, it was not for now. Those stages would have contaminated your seed. God has raised you up, woman of God, for the right now of the world. The world have not even phantom where you're getting ready to go. The millions of people you will touch, it will be far greater than you will ever imagine. What people think is going on now in the world, in the stages, Quandra Banks, you're married now, you got another name to that. I want you to hear this. Your name will echo throughout the land. Do you know why Elvis Presley did not travel around the world, and the farthest he ever went with his singing was to Hawaii? He had the biggest concert in the world. Over so many billion people watched him do the big major conference because he had this gentleman with him. They call him the sergeant, whatever he was. This man spent all his money. What's inside you will be far greater than your deepest imagination. And this is prophetically for some of you all. If I stand here today and tell some of you where God will take you, if I share some of the things, some of you will literally, there will be people who will follow you. They're major actors. They're celebrities. They're world leaders. There are dictators. There are many world leaders right now watching me talk to many of you right now. I want you all to hear this. But they're not on the inside like you. Like you watching 60, 70, 80 people listening in. They're on the outside taking notes. Many of these people wanted to buy me out when I was 20 years old. I never knew it. Some came back when I was 30, never knew it. Some came back at 40, never knew it. After I got 50, never knew it. Now they monitor me. Let me tell you something. Where God is about to take you, woman of God, I see a contract far greater than a contract. I shared something with Dave Hollister. Y'all can read. Dave Hollister was a member of my church. I shared something with Dave Hollister in 2006 and 2007. I told Dave Hollister, I said, Dave, don't accept this contract you're going to sign. He said, Pastor, I need it because I owe a debt. I got to pay. I said, Dave, listen to me. Listen to me. I told him. I told him my word, quote. And he knows me. It's written in the archive. I said, Dave, don't sign the contract. Give it God a minute. Give him a minute. Give God a little time. Do you know Dave Hollister signed the contract? And they gave Dave Hollister half of the contract. A month later, Dave Hollister called me weeping and crying. He said, Pastor, I can't believe it. I got my lawyer. I'm trying to get out of this contract. I said, what happened? Dave Hollister was offered a $1 million contract. Let me tell you something. I prophesy to some of the world's greatest leaders, and they're where they at because I went into a spiritual dimension and encrypted the code that was supposed to set them up and brought them to the mystery of what would have been miserable to their life to prove to them to where they're going. Now listen to this. Woman of God, I can't even think of a name because I don't even know what her name. They said she ran around here singing all these songs in Bethlehem. Y'all know her name. What's her name? Y'all know her name. What is her name? Y'all know her name. Jay-Z wife. Listen to this. You haven't seen nothing yet of what God is about to take you to. All of those stages are dominated by ancient spirits that have taken over them. You are a document from God in your voice, your sound, your frequency. YouTube is nothing. That's nothing. Your Facebook is nothing. That's nothing. God is about to take you. You are a rhythmic woman. That's why you can't sleep at night. That's why where God is taking you is so phenomenal. What's inside you? When the enemy cannot kill you that day, his death sentence assignment was over. So what he did is he went inside to try to mess with your frequency. He couldn't confuse you as a child concerning your family. He couldn't destroy you concerning your life. He couldn't confuse your mind concerning your... So where you are at, you are a spiritual dimension in the spirit world. Everything we're watching right now in the world is an illusion. They created it for the people. Your assignment in this dispensation will to be able to change the course of frequencies in the earth realm. Lies are going to be determined on how you open your mouth and you release the oil, how you open your mouth and flow in the power. In the next 6 to 8 months, what God is going to do in you will be mind-boggling. There will be a well-known singer lead the earth. Listen to this. The mantles, some of the greatest mantles on the earth, cannot be released to people right now. It's due to what God is doing in human lives and men. These people study the genealogy of bloodline. Look at Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson. Look at some of the great Marvin Gaye. Look at some of the great singers. Those mantles in the earth realm are untouched and unused. What they're doing is they're trying to clone people to carry those frequencies. You all listen to me. It will never happen. Woman of God, God has separated you to the place where you're fighting your own self because you're trying to figure out, why can't I be where I need to be? Because God have you separated, woman of God, because what's in you is a universal word. It's not for nations. Nations will be blessed. You carry a universal sound. A Mahalia Jackson, that woman carried a universal sound in her during the most racist times in history. She blessed Europe. The people in the United States couldn't even stand to what she had. She blessed Dr. King. When you carry a universal sound, most people are fighting because they're in a frequency that's been boxed in, like a prince. Those frequencies have been boxed in. Your sound is universal. So God is loosing you. That's why I can't be held in my local churches and churches anymore. I carry a universal sound. You will be bored in a studio over an hour and 2 hours. You will be bored on a stage for 4 hours and 5 hours. You will be bored. You're a universal voice in the land. And demonic spirits who have been monitoring me for years and years, they're trying to figure out, how do I get to that universal realm? Not many people can have a universal sound that will impact the world. When you carry a universal sound, you can sing. Listen to this, Kwando. You can sing, but your sound creates many languages from around the world. Brazil, Egypt, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Zimbabwe, around the world. There's sounds in many of you. You have to understand your sound is not limited. That's why so many times, that's why Corona was supposed to mess with people's esophagus, create blood clots, mess with your mind, change your thought, change your gene, go inside, change your cellular system. Some of you, your sound, listen to this. I want you to understand this. Some of you, in you, you carry a sound that would attract money. Why isn't money coming to you? Because there was a frequency messed up in you. You're fighting. Why isn't things that happen? Because they knew when they did the experiment, the world is an experimental. The earth The earth is an experiment. God kicks Satan into the earth. He's an experiment, and he wants to experiment on you. Do you understand? The United States government invested in millions of dollars to watch me and monitor me, monitor what I do and where I go and the things I do, the stuff I reveal. If I can reveal to a president where he's going to go, do you know what they can do if I can reveal to you where you're going to impact the nation? You are changing the nations around the world. You're changing the entire climate in the world. You're fighting for nickels and dimes when you are royalty. You have it all. You're heirs to that stuff. They can't even get a queen on a throne in England. You know why? Because in the Constitution or in the rules, the ancient rules, you have to be a queen of a dominant type of DNA that can sit next to the king who's in an illegal position. Let me say that again for the record for many of you. You have to have a certain posture to be able to rule. A peculiar person, the word peculiar in the Greek means private property. If you don't become private property to God, you can't rule the earth realm. You'll become a clone, reptilian. You'll be dominated by Nephilim. You'll be ruled by them. Some of you right now, what they're doing right now in Vatican City, in the highest level of those families, they're playing both sides in the Bulgarian calendar on 12/31/23 will bring you into 6/6. The Judaic calendar will bring you into 6/6/6/6. It will bring you into the double of the creative plan of God. It will bring you into tribunal covenant. The royal seat can't be filled, and they understand it because they don't have the covenant. Listen to me, people of God. We are in God's covenant fulfillment. They have tried their best, the language of this word. When the President Donald Trump stood in front of the Episcopal building in 2020, to tell the world he was sending a code to the royal family, Queen Elizabeth. You're seeing an all-points bulletin. You saw it then. That was the biggest historical marker of mankind. People kept saying, we're waiting for the trumpet to sound. He was the trump that was trump type. That's why many people are watching this illusion in the world. 1604, 1611, 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, 7 years. That's a critical point to Masonic circles, to Scottish rites, to the Knights. It's very critical to understand it. I want you to know 1611, 1711, 1811, 1911, 2011, Hillary Clinton and cloning President Barack Obama went into Libya, where the original bloodline were at, to change the transition of power of God's people. Libya was the only country that had liberty, freedom, blessing, no debt in that country. Those two, that Ahab on him and that Jezebel on her, that was the sign, 2011. Between 2011 and 2023, that was 400 years of fulfillment. Between 2011 and 2023, that's 12 years. The Fauci of the Jesuit order, the Catholic Church, served under seven presidents. Study it. I just told you what the first seven were. Seven presidents. He could not break the code. Bill Gates, he could not break the code. J.P. Morgan, he, Rockefeller, they could not break the code. Rothschild, they cannot break the code. All of these presidents, from Harry Truman, who put the first symbol of the Bethlehem in the mirror in the White House, cannot break the code. They don't have the secret code. The secret codes are in a very few people. That's why they invest in blood sacrifice. They invest in human sacrifice. They invest in male dark children. They invest all of these things. They can't touch you, but what they can do is try to distract you. That's why they invest in human slavery, human sacrifice. That's why you don't even know who the pedophile is among you. I have revealed to many people, if you go back to many of the things I revealed and shared with you, many of you women's on here and men who have sons and daughters, I mean sons, and especially to a woman on here, if you have all boys, you have the highest ranking DNA in your bloodline. Let me say that again for some of you women to understand that. It's not taking anything away from a woman, other women who don't have sons. But if you a woman who had a son that was a firstborn, and then you have sons, you are a high-ranking woman in your bloodline, powerful, royal person in your bloodline. You are carrying one of the highest, as a matter of fact, I'm going to put this on record. You're carrying one of the greatest DNAs of your bloodline now. Because of what's in you when you have a male child. That's why the enemy is doing everything in his power to try to stop your bloodline. It doesn't make a difference. It'll affect the situation. But it's imperative to understand your DNA in the earth realm. You are a powerful carrier, and you really don't even know it, because the European system has told you otherwise concerning your bloodline. That's why they invest in Planned Parenthood, taking the shot, abortion. I'm not taking away from any one of you all, but I want you to understand when we entered into year 2024 in the Golgarian Council, the highest council of all secret society wants to rule in a one world order of the supreme, the 24 elders. Y'all listen to me. There's a lot at stake for many of us, people of God. 2024 and where we are at right now in the earth realm, do you see nature in cataclysmic showdown? Because of the covenant of God, God will destroy America. He will destroy this earth before he allows any of those secret societies to rule and reign over his tribunal covenant he made with mankind, to the Jews, to the melanated people. They know it. He's going to literally destroy them. They will go down as infamous. The people that are in place now are the people that God has chosen from the center of his plan of the tribe in the earth realm. The Catholic Church, the Jesuit Order, even the Pope in Rome is repenting and confessing. He's from Argentina. The other Pope is no longer here. He passed away in previous years. Some of you that I'm speaking to today, you will know that the climatic move in the earth realm is the biggest in the history of time. There's the ancient fertility goddess that they're trying to use to sing to the world and sell the world what they're selling will not last. As they said, the next speaking voice in the earth realm will be the voice of a tribunal shift in a covenant from God. Some of you who are listening today, you're not going to get it, and that's okay. You're watching. There are four types of people in history right now. Those who will write, those who will watch, and those who will participate. But those who will become history will be the mark on the earth that will change the trajectory of mankind. We are in the greatest move in our civilization. We are in the civilizational covenant. I want somebody to put this on their Facebook. We are in the civilizational covenant of God. As I traveled around the world, and sometimes some of you all haven't even seen me for days because of the things I do in private for people. The civilizational covenant in the earth realm is in total effect right now, and no one can stop it, and no one can hinder it. No one can delay it. These ancient Nephilim are running for their lives in the earth realm. The reptilian presence are so afraid of what's being revealed because the seal is getting ready to be locked. What the diabolical president Barack Obama did with Hillary Clinton and what their idea was to do is to change the trajectory of the bloodline of the original people. And that's why you get transgender instead of transcending in the earth realm. Many of you, we are in a civilization covenant, and no one can stop it, period. Some of you today, you're watching present in the earth realm that I spoke from my mouth today that have shifted the entire trajectory. You will see in the next several weeks something's going to happen in the White House that's going to climatically shift the United States forever. Watch and see it. That's a prediction that I'm releasing here. Brace yourself, people of God. There's a prophet in the nation that will speak the word of God. And I'm asking every single person on here today, if you would do me a favor. If you on here and you haven't shared this, you're in disobedience. I need every person on here to share this teaching on your page. Call other people up and say, you need to hear this. There, we are in a civilization covenant. All of these ancient societies and people know it. That is why you're watching cataclysmic events happening in nature. What you will see come out of Vatican City will be part of the smokescreen of what transpired in June of this year. What you're watching in Canada concerning India is another smokescreen by that president or that leader over there. People of God, I want you to understand today, the word of God is forever settled in heaven. You are part of the greatest settlement of the council of God. Why the Luciferian systems of the world are willing and dealing, God has raised up a prophetic voice among many voices. Listen to this in the word of God. I end on this for many of you all today. And I'll prophesy to a few more and I'm going to be done. Listen to this. Here's the word of the Lord God. Here's what he said. Listen to this. This is Jeremiah chapter 29, verses number 10. Now, I told you Jeremiah means Yahweh is exalted and uplifted. It's 52 books of the 52 weeks of the year. Isaiah is Yahweh's salvation, 66 books. Listen to this. For thus said the Lord, after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, Queen Elizabeth sat on the throne for 70 years in Babylon. It is over. Put it on your screen. It is over. I will visit you when King James authorized them to write the book. Authorized this book to be rewritten. It was all encrypted in code. I'm revealing one. That after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you. The word was sent out by Donald Trump outside the White House. The White House is encrypted in the Masonic symbol. The Episcopal building is about a mile away. And Queen Elizabeth ruled at one time the Church of England. She ruled the Caribbean seas. She ruled the monetary systems of the world. Listen to this. She ruled certain countries over in the continent. Listen to this. I want you to hear this. She's the only woman. She was the only woman in history that have airspace to travel in. She's the only woman in history. When she flies in the air, there's not a war that can be going on in a nation or a country or world. Study it. I'm trying to share something with you all who understand royalty and the power for what she has. She never changed her posture. She never changed her clothes, her garment. She changed her clothes, but she never changed her garment. She stood in a royal position at all times. Listen to this. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you. Who are the you? Those who know who they are. If you don't, it doesn't count for you. And perform my good word, not anything else, my good word towards you, causing you to return to this place. Where is this place at? For I know the thoughts. I'm bringing you back to the Adam. I'm bringing you back to the place. I'm bringing you back to the original place of where you belong. The civilization covenant is right here. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says Elohim. They gave you the word Lord from the colonial system. It's Elohim, Yahweh. I'm bringing you back to my word in civilization. The thought of what? Peace. I'm bringing it back. And not of evil, turn it around and to live. To give you the expected end, they know the end is here. Then ye shall call upon me, and shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Quickly come. And ye shall seek and find me in you. And with ye shall search for me with all of your heart, ear, and I will be found of you, says the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I have called you to what? Be carried away captive. Now, here's what is important. Listen to this. I want everybody to underline this. Because ye have said, the Lord has raised up prophets in Babylon. I have raised up prophets in Babylon. There are those who have sold their sound in their frequency. They're those who have sold themselves to be used by the reptilian system. There are those who will not sell neither for the power of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And I am a prophet in this civilization of the covenant of God that I've not sold myself for their gain. There are prophetic people, many of you, who will see the civilization turning point in effect. The America, which is a corporation, will not rule over the domination in this dispensation of God. There are many of you who God has selected for this station in the earth realm. There are people who want power from man, and there are people who carry the presence of the power from God. They're willing to compromise for audience. All you need is a presence to speak to the audience that will change the world. And some of you are here today. And so I decree and declare for many of you powerful men and women of God, let God's will be done in the earth realm. Presence and its power be released. You walk in the spiritual dimension of God. Don't lose sight of who you are in the kingdom of God. There is a frequency and there's a currency in the land that's getting ready to release what every one of you need and desire. And it won't cost you your soul. It costs you being in his presence in the civilization and the earth realm. They will seek you out. They will look for you. You are chosen. Not many people can connect with me when I talk on this level. Billions will watch and want to, but they know that I will not connect with them because I haven't bowed to that system. But I'm far greater than that system. I took all limits off me. I no longer worship that system. I no longer go along with those symbols. I'm far greater than those dimensions. So therefore, that highest level will not be able to rule in this dispensation. So the farewell season is done, and the presence of God is being magnified at every level in the earth realm. You've been chosen today. We are in a civilizational covenant. Some of you can preach that. Some of you can take that. You are in a civilizational covenant, and that covers all seven continents. When they start, all of them billionaires started going down messing with the Titanic. All of them start going over in Maui. All of them start experimenting with the American people, the melanated, the dark people. When they started that, they created an act of God. See, you ain't seen nothing yet. The cost that it has made, or the cost of what they have done, has caused a move in the earth realm. Those mothers of you who are powerful women, you have to know God has chosen you for such a time as this. Don't discount yourself, count who you are. Don't discount the power for where you are. Don't discount where you are at in God. because he's chosen you for such a time as this. All right, where there's a prophetic presence, and I need my covenant partners and virtual members today. All of you, don't run from this page. Don't run from this page right now. I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. I'm going to share one more pivotal thing with you all that's in a manifested stage right now, especially in the next, coming up this next week, this next 7 days as we prepare to transition month into October. And we're moving in the Judaic time cycle. And we're moving in a very pivotal time right now. So I want everybody to hear this because it's very important to understand the civilizational covenant that we're in right now. It's far greater than what we call the Abraham-Isaac covenant, the Abram covenant, the Abram covenant, that all of this is far greater than this. Of the covenant right now. Many of you have to understand what this window you're in, especially as it relates to the Judaic events that are happening right now around the world globally, because everything is going to be a distraction. So don't be distracted next week. God is going to deal with some of you critical in dream realm. He's going to reveal to you some dreams. Some of you will see, you will literally see human lives. You're going to actually see it in real time. It's going to be angels in earth. You'll literally see Nephilim. You'll see in people, certain spirits, because this is not going to be an illusion. It's going to be real. You're going to actually see it. You're going to see it in real time, actual real time. So you don't want to be looking like I didn't see that. No, you're seeing it. When I speak prophetically over many people and leaders around the world, usually they say to me, Prophet Matthews, I see something. When you spoke to me, you open up the cerebellum, cerebrum, you open up the gene, the pineal gland, you open up something to me, the center of seeing stuff. And I'm just wondering, is this true? Yes, you're seeing it. I'm wondering, did you see, is this really happening? Is this really the person that I thought was with me, but they're not with me? You're seeing it. You're seeing an eye from the eye. It's an eye for an eye. When you hear the word eye for an eye, it means you're coming into the knowledge of the eye that told you, eye that revealed to you. The eye that told you will not have power over the eye that's revealed to you, because he's bringing you into the knowledge of knowing who you are in God from this sacred place. And so Yashahana opens you up to the Yom Kippur, to bring you to understand all of the things that God was talking about as it relates to the Levitical priesthood, and open people up to understand exactly what is manifesting itself in this time period, in this season of the feast. That is why a harvest is about to overtake us, a prophet. Prophetic harvest under the civilizational covenant is about to be leaked to many of you. Listen to this, men and women of God. All of the money, all of the hidden cartel, what they did to all of these people and gave the money to incite events and rural leaders, are all getting ready to be loose. There has been a glitch in the system, and they don't want many people to understand this. And you're literally going to see wealth, land, money, riches, even things you wouldn't even imagine as it relates to gold, uranium, oil, all of these things are about, we're in the civilizational covenant. They will not house it. As a matter of fact, do you want me to break it down like this? It's a different and the Ark of the Covenant that don't belong to somebody. See, the Catholic Church think they have the Ark of the Covenant. They don't. They have the Madonna, but they don't have the Ark of the Covenant. And you're watching the civilizational covenant release. And the ark is connected to that. And all of the mysteries are being reversed and released. That's why they plan 2019 to attack all of the churches around the world. And those leaders who fell for the trap and compromise, they are in trouble. The covenant, civilizational covenant, they don't talk about that in the Bible. What they do is they talk about the tribe in the covenant. The civilizational covenant brings men and women back to the original plan of the earth. What you thought you saw, you really saw it. Everyone knows, even the angel that fell from heaven knows this is a civilizational covenant. And they know that they can't do what they want to do. That's why many, what they call UFOs, unidentified flying objects, are simply Nephilim, simply the reptilian presence. And they're being spotted in the land. And many of them who have broke rank are being launched into, you will see them because they have been launched. They have broke rank from their own political realm or their party. So what you're seeing is you're seeing those who have been, who are not connected no longer to that area. So that's what you're watching. And then you're watching the ancient, you're watching angelic reinforcement at the highest peak in the earth realm because of the highest level in the land. You're coming into who God called you to be. You're going to see it. You're going to watch it. It's happening. That's why there's certain leaders can't even speak right. Their speeches is all over. They're out of order. They can't even line up. And that's why they're moving fast to do what they need to do in the land. And it's happening. And many of you will watch it in modern day, getting ready to manifest itself for you. Brace yourself. You're in it. You'll see it. You'll know it's God. And you'll know it's the will of the Lord God concerning your life. All right. Bless you on today, men and women of God and people of God. They shifted some of the scriptures in Daniel. Everything is a manifestation. That's why I taught over the last 6 years the book of Daniel, so you can understand it. I dealt with Genesis or dealt with the book of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and then actually Daniel, or Lamentation, then Ezekiel and Daniel, so you can understand the power that be. Hold on to the power of the present, people of God, all right? There's more to come, more things being revealed, and things are coming to pass for many of you. You have the power and the authority to understand. Sister Felicia Augusta, this is a word for you, woman of God. Real quickly, this is a word for you. The Lord said, stay in this place. There's some things that he's going to move over you and in you and through you. There's some things you're looking for to manifest. Over the last 3 years, the Lord have had you in a very sacred place in him. He's charging you to seize it. And the greater that he's revealing to you and the greater that he's showing you and the things he's been ready to do in your life. Place, woman of God, you ain't seen nothing yet. The attacks that came against your body was to change the rhythm of who you are, the equilibrium. God is calling you back to that adjusted place for the strength he's giving you in Jesus' name. Bless you on today. Brother Boyd, Brother Rico Boyd, bless you on today, man of God. The connection is for now. The connection was not for then. The connection is for now. There were some things the Lord had to do in terms of you and your family. He had some things to do in terms of personally towards you to bring you out of the things that you were in. He had to do some separating from the bloodline and some things that were disconnected. Now God is bringing things together back. There's some things you were disappointed about because you made some wrong choices, so you had to separate yourself for a while so you can get yourself out of those things. Now the Lord is moving on your behalf in the new things that he's doing for you. Stay in that strategic place. Watch how God is about to move for you and turn some things around, especially in the next 3 weeks. That's going to determine the next 3 months in this pivotal time of your life and the purpose for your life on today. Bless you on today, man of God and people of God. All right, thanks to God. I want to pause real quickly because I need your support. I need your help. And I need your partnership as well as I need your support in what we're doing today. There's some major things that we're doing in this season of ministry, and we need partnership. We ended this month on a high point in a greater level. We're in a civilizational covenant. And I want those of you who will do this. I need 20 people on this line, 20 of you, 20 of you, 20 of you, 20 is more than 20, I need 20 of you. It's a very critical time in the civilizational covenant, 20 of you. Those of you who can do it, you can. If not, you still my friend. I don't need to experiment on this move, but I need you to understand you're in a very critical time in the covenant of God. Those of you who have been with us for a long time know that this is a serious time for our life and movement. But I need 20 of you who are following me right now. There is a tremendous need right now in this hour. 20 of you. 20 of you who will say, Prophet Matthew, I will sow a seed of $100, just 20 people. It's a lot of you. So out of the 20 of you, I just need 20 of you to do that. The rest of you, if you will be committed to sow a seed of $25, I greatly appreciate it. That's all I need to do. I'm not going to run through a hoop and go over chains and stuff like that. I need 20 people, 20 of you all. If you haven't had a chance to do it, I need you to do it. 20 of you all to say, Prophet Matthew, if you could put it on your screen, if you could do it, you could do it with our Cash App, you could do it with our Zelle. 20 of you, 20 people to sow this seed of $100. Then the rest of you can be committed to dedicating to sow a seed of $25. I greatly appreciate it. 20 of you to do that. I really appreciate it. Men and women of God, those who you're following me today. 20 people. Somebody can write it on there and call the seed, the ones who are going to sow the $100 seed, call it the civilizational covenant seed. And I just believe in my heart that what you're sowing is going to be a powerful benefit for where you're going. The covenant, the civilizational covenant seed, I want you to call it today. If you will do that, man of God, woman of God, today. Would you do that today? I greatly appreciate it. And then the rest who will sow a seed of $25. I greatly appreciate it on today. I thank you for connecting with us. I thank you for partnering with me and connecting with me. Most of you are prepared for your different services. Restoration Foundation for Prophetic International Ministry prepared for their Restoration Destiny Center will connect with us as we share the word of God with many of the people globally around the world. I thank you for your partnership. This is a word for this person right here. This is a word for you. Your name is Trainus Dunn. This is a word for you, Trainus. I saw you following us in, as the word of God is shared. This is what I see. I see a major breakthrough coming your way. This is a major breakthrough. There will be a major breakthrough this week. I want you to hear this. A major breakthrough because of something you put before the Lord. And this breakthrough is going to change something concerning a family matter. I'm looking at something in 2018. And God is going to move over this for you to give you restoration and peace. It's going to be some peace you need for what God is going to do in you and for you. Amen. Sister Darlinda Hightower, this is a word for you. I hear the word transition in this season. Transition. My covenant partners, this is for those who listen to me on Blog Talk, because we're getting ready to lose you all on Blog Talk. I thank you for your faithfulness, your commitment, and dedication on Blog Talk over there, those who listen in. May the Lord keep you and guide you is my prayer. If you guys want to join us over here, please do so. Thank you, Covenant Partners, virtual members over there who've been faithful to listen in from around the world. May the Lord keep you is my prayer. And I constantly pray for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you on Blog Talk. It's back in your hand, Administrator Brian, over there on the Blog Talk side.